Good morning. Can you hear me now? Yeah. Good morning, beautiful family. It's a real pleasure and a privilege to be standing here this morning on Mummy's Day. And just thinking of the way that Daddy just lavishes his love upon me this morning, because I've got the privilege of having my beautiful daughter up from London on Mummy's Day. And a lot of my spiritual daughters in the house. So that's wonderful. Happy Mother's Day to every mummy in the house. The word that I want to bring you this morning, the word that the Lord's given me for you, is good news. And I'm excited this morning about what God's going to do in this place as I bring the word this morning. I get excited about what God does. I get excited about how he moves. I get excited about what he's doing in people's lives. I get excited about the transformation. I get excited about people getting saved. I get excited in God, and I'm glad of that. I might be a lot of years saved and a lot of years on the road, but I just get excited. And sometimes I'm like a wee girl. I just get really, really excited like a wee girl. It's one of the things I think Alan's learned about me as I do the internship. Just like a wee girl. And I get really excited because I am excited. I'm excited about Jesus, and I'm excited about who he is. I just want to bring you this word this morning. The word that I felt to bring you is good news. It's good news this morning if you're in a time where you have been given promises by God for anything in your life at all, and you're waiting to see them fulfilled. It's good news this morning, even if you're a young baby Christian. Maybe you would say to me this morning, well, Pamela, I've only gave my life to God a few months ago or whatever, and I don't know that I've heard God give me some specific promises yet for my life. But this is good news this morning, because the word I'm bringing is, it's time for recovery and restoration of lost things. So even if you're a young Christian, I'm sure you'll be able to identify that before you came to God, there's a lot of things maybe that you've lost or you need to recover back into your life during the years that you were unsaved, during the things that you went on, during the time that you didn't know God. So whatever place you're in this morning, it's good news. I'm here to declare it's a time. And I really believe that's a prophetic thing. It's a time for recovery and restoration of lost or stolen things in your life. I think back to a month ago when Joachim came up and gave the word that he brought. And I felt this morning as I bring this word, it kind of links in with that, and it kind of almost continues on from that in a lot of ways. And Joachim was talking about the time between when God gives you a promise and the time between the miracle, the breakthrough, the fulfillment of that promise. And he spoke about some of the things we can go through in that journey. And he spoke about, you know, the supernatural comfort of God at the times when things don't look as if that promise is ever going to come to fulfillment. And he spoke about that. Sometimes when we've been given a promise by God, whether that's for family being saved, or whether that's for to start a new business, or whether that's about the call of God in our life, in a ministry, or whatever it is, there can be times we go through between the time we first receive the promise and we first hear it from God. Who knows how long it can take sometimes for that promise to come through and be fulfilled. And sometimes on the way, it looks as if every single thing is going the opposite way to exactly what God has said to you he's bringing, he's given into your life. And it can look like that. When I came to prepare for this word, I feel this morning I have to share a wee bit of the process of bringing this word, because... And it means me getting a bit vulnerable this morning. it means me getting a bit real, but I feel that God's asking me to do that, because if that helps anybody else in here, then I'm happy to do that. So Wednesday this week at lunchtime, I got before God and spent some time and thought, right, I'm going to seek God for the word for Sunday. And I get before God, and as I do, when I come to have time before God, I just pray, Holy Spirit, show me today what my time with you, Papa Jesus, should look like, what it should consist of. And I just allow him to show me. And so, but I come before God expecting to hear about the word to bring. And as I prayed that prayer, I prayed this prayer and I said to God, God, if there's any place in my life where I'm not being obedient to something that you've already spoken to me or you've already prompted me or told me to do, show me. And it is a prayer I pray quite regularly. I ask God, because I want to be making sure that if the Holy Spirit's told me to do something, if God's told me to do something, that I'm no lagging behind on that, and that I'm no causing any delay, and that I'm in obedience. So it's a prayer I pray fairly often. And as I did that, God began to speak to me about a series of promises God gave me as far back as 8 years ago. God began to speak to me certain promises for my own life, for my family life, for my family's life, things that would affect my family, things that would affect the blessing of our generations, things that would affect our family's life in ministry. And God began to speak to me some very, very specific things, promises and things of blessing. And as I prayed this prayer, the Holy Spirit brought back to my mind these things. And I carried these things in my heart and in my spirit for many, many years. And there was a time where it like got very, very close to the fulfillment of the promise. Things happened for our family that got very, very close to the fulfillment of the promise. And then actually it was snatched away. And the situation and the circumstances went back kind of further back than they'd ever been. And things have looked to be going the opposite way. And when God gives you promises, I don't know about you, but when God gives you promises, the more dear they are to your heart, the more personal they are to you, the more close they are to you, the more things concerning maybe family or whatever it is that's dear to your heart, the harder it is sometimes, being honest, to stay in faith, to walk these things out. And if it, and the harder it is and the more painful it can be if those things seem to be going the actual opposite direction. And if you know me at all, I'm not somebody who gives up on God in any way or gives up on what God says to me. That's not who I am in any way. And I'm a woman who most of my time is really determined and tenacious and really wants to see God's will fulfilled in my life and God's purposes fulfilled in my life. But I want to say to you about 8 months ago, some of the things that I had been believing for, praying for, standing for, declaring for 8 years, and they were going so much the opposite way, and it caused a lot of pain and disappointment in me. 8 months ago, I kind of, to be honest, gave up quite a bit on a lot of those, ever seeing those promises fulfilled. I didn't give up 100%. There was a wee tiny bit of me somewhere. Still had a bit of faith and a bit of hope and a bit of belief. But I can honestly stand and say to you this morning that 80% of me was so hurt, so disappointed, and a lot of fear had come in and things that I had just let go, almost gave up on ever seeing those promises fulfilled. And I hope in sharing that this morning and being real about that this morning, that there's people in here that can identify with that. There's people in here that can maybe identify with things I've been believing for, things I've been promised, things I've been hoping for, things that God has definitely said through scripture or prophetic promises or one way or another. And it's been a long time in coming. It's been a long time in seeing breakthrough. And it's been a time where you feel like, and you see like everything's going the opposite way. And so as I began to prepare this word for today, and as I began to say to God, God, is there anything in my life where you're prompting me to do things and I'm not really obeying that? God began to really deal with me. 4 hours I sat before God, and 4 hours God did some deep, deep work in me in some of this stuff about the promises that he had gave me and about the place I was at with it all. And, you know, God showed me I had to repent of a lot of things. God showed me I had to repent of thinking that I know better than God and that I don't want to go down that road again to see that promise fulfilled. God showed me that his ways are always higher than our ways. And God showed me that I wasn't listening to him about it and I wasn't fully willing to obey him about it because I was trying to protect myself. I was trying to protect myself from more harm. I was trying to protect myself from more disappointment. I was trying to protect myself. But God showed me actually I wasn't looking to him to protect me. I wasn't trusting him to protect me in it. And so in the midst of that, I became driven by fear in some of that and not by faith. So sometimes when we are being given a promise and we're in between the time of being given the promise and the fulfillment and the miracle and the breakthrough and everything looks to be going the opposite way, we can ask questions like, well, why, God? Why have you let it get as bad as this? Why, God, and how are you going to ever turn this around? And when is this going to happen? And we can come up with questions like that. And they're real questions of the heart. And sometimes God answers some of them for us, and sometimes he doesn't. But I want to encourage you this morning that in that place, here's what God really said to me. He said to me, it's not so much, Pamela, but asking why this, why that's happened, when's this going to happen, how, God, are you ever going to turn this around? It's about asking who. And in Genesis 17, verses 1 to 4, it says this, and it's talking about Abraham. And Abraham, in Genesis 15, received the promise from God that when Abraham and Sarah were really, really old in years, past childbearing years, he received the promise from God that he was going to have a son and that he was going to be a father of multitudes and many nations, when in the natural, that looked like the most ridiculous thing you could ever hear of. And so Abraham went on this journey with this promise and believing God and got to a place where Abraham and Sarah took things into their own hands and decided to try and do it their own way to fulfill the promise. And they get into a real mess. They made a lot of mistakes and they were in real messy circumstances. And in the midst of that, in Genesis 17, God came to Abraham and it says this, when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am El Shaddai, God Almighty. I will make a covenant with you by which I will guarantee to give you countless descendants. At this, Abraham fell face down on the ground, and then God said to him, this is my covenant with you, and I will make you a father of many nations and of multitudes. So in the time when Abraham was in all the mess, in the midst of the time when there was no sign of the promise being fulfilled whatsoever, and they took things into their own hands and messes and mistakes were made, this is what God came in and said. He said, I am El Shaddai. I am God Almighty. That's what he said. He didn't come to Abraham and say, here, Abraham's how I'm going to do it. Here's when I'm going to work it out. Here's when I'm going to do this. He came in and said, I am El Shaddai. And this morning, if you're in the midst of that place, whether it's recovery from things from your past before you were saved, you're needing in your life, or whether it's recovery of things that enemy's stolen from you in the way to promise, whatever it is, God comes to you this morning, he comes to me, and he says to us, I am El Shaddai. I am God Almighty. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I am the all-powerful one. I am the all-knowing one. I am your all-sufficiency. I am everything you need. I am your loving Heavenly Father. I love you with an unconditional love. He comes and declares over our circumstances and over our situation who he is. And that changes everything. When we're looking to him and we're looking to who he is and his power and his what he's got available, all the resources that he's got available for us in it, it changes our perspective. It changes everything. So I would encourage you this morning that if you're in that situation, start declaring over your circumstances. Make declarations over your circumstances. Whatever you need God to be in your circumstances, to see things turn around, to see lost things restored, to see promises fulfilled, start speaking over those circumstances and start declaring over those circumstances who he is. Because he is God Almighty. He is all powerful. And he will fulfill his promises. He said to Abraham that he will make him a father of many nations. He will fulfill the promise, even through the mess, even through the mistakes, even if it was mistakes of their own making. You know, God can still, he's a merciful, loving, heavenly Father. And even when we make our own mistakes and make messes, he's merciful. And if we ask his forgiveness, he comes into the situation and he can still turn things around. He can still bring things to fulfillment. So this is what God declares. He came to declare this to Abraham, to cause Abraham to hope again and get his faith back online and to get things back into heavenly alignment and on track for his promises to be fulfilled. And that same God is here this morning. He's in this place this morning. El Shaddai is here, and El Shaddai is in your in-between places. Anything that needs recovery, anything that needs restoration, he is here to do that this morning. Sometimes when we're in that place, it's the battle between fear and faith, and fear comes in. And we start asking the questions, what ifs? And our mind sometimes can go to the worst possible scenarios. And that's when fear comes in. And fear is not for God. Fear is from the enemy and it paralyzes us. And it tries to stop us from making any forward movement towards our promises being fulfilled, towards God what's said over us. So it does. And God is here this morning to free us from fear, to free us from torment. If you've got a pile of what ifs in your situation, if you've got a pile of fear of disappointment, fear of loss, fear of grief, fear of this no happening, that no happening, if you've got fear of this morning, God's here with his power and his anointing to set you free from those fears and torments. And he doesn't want fear to stop us from moving forward into all that God has for us. And God's perfect, perfect love. You know, we've got a wonderful daddy. We've got an incredible daddy who loves each and every one of us. He is crazy about us. He's crazy about you this morning. He's crazy. He knows every detail about your life. He knows every circumstances. And he loves you this morning with an unconditional love. And if we just allow ourselves to be filled up with his unconditional love, That drives out all fear. And a good saying is, pray about everything and fear nothing. Thoughts and feelings of fear that the enemy tries to bring in try to stop us from moving forward and seeing God's life, God's will fulfilled in our life. God has new opportunities, promises for our life, things when we don't feel that we can do them, when we're scared of how things will work out, focus our intention on God. He has a battle plan, and he will give us courage and faith to receive victories and the blessings and promises he has for us. In the story in 1 Samuel 30, the story of David, David and his armies left Ziklag. They left their camp and they went out. And when they were away, the enemies, the Amalekites, came. And it says in the scripture that they carried away all their women, all their daughters and the sons, and they took them into captivity. When David and his army were away from the camp. And it says, when David and his men come back to that site and they found that their wives had been taken, their sons and daughters had been taken, they'd been carried away, they'd been taken captive, it says they wept till they had no more strength to weep. But it goes on to say, then David encouraged himself in the Lord and strengthened himself in the Lord. And then it says, David inquired of the Lord, and he said, shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them? And in 1 Samuel 30, verse 8, it says, the Lord answered him, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them, and without fail you will recover all. And I believe, I strongly believe that's the word of the Lord this morning, that's the word of the Lord, that we've to strongly pursue and we've to recover all. It's time for recovery. It's time for lost things coming back. It's time for restoration in our lives. It's time for the things that have been stolen to come back. And I just want to read this. As I was bringing this word together, this prophecy was highlighted on the very day I was bringing this word from the Elijah list prophecies, and I just want to read this to you. And I really feel as you listen to this, there are specific things in this prophecy for people that's just going to be specific right into your situation. So you just be listening to Holy Spirit and just be listening, take out of it what's from you. This is not the word of God. This is not the same as scripture, but it is a now word that I believe God's bringing for just now into our situations. So it says, sudden spring miracles. The Lord spoke to me that March is a month of miracles to those who have been in waiting. Many in March will receive what they have been waiting for, and this March will be the beginning of an outpouring for hard cases that cannot be healed in any other way but God. Suddenly, things that were gone forever coming home. Some will also step out of the hard issues that seemed like a mountain to you, but there are suddenlies coming to many in March. I just saw lightning, and the Lord says that as the lightning strikes, so shall it be with the healing and recovery of lost things. I believe that the Lord is saying that some of the things you lost in the past and you thought you would never recover will begin to show up. I heard him say, diamonds, special treasures. I felt God was saying to White Inch, special treasures, special mementums, things like that. Even baby things, mementums, I felt specifically God saying, things that are precious to you emotionally, that they would begin to show up. And some will say, where has that been and how did it get there? But I feel the Lord is saying he's going to return things to you suddenly. Also, God is speaking about lost loved ones coming home. Lost children will suddenly show up. Even children that aren't lost, maybe estranged from you, but they're lost spiritually. Lost loved ones coming back to the Lord. Yes, things lost in the seasons past coming back to you. And by this you will know that there have been many angels sent out to help you recover all that the enemy has stolen. You are going into spring entering a season of recovery of the years that the locusts have eaten. There are people in your lives that have literally disappeared, and God says there are those that will return and be discovered alive, for I will bring them home. Ministries that have been put on hold will begin to get the red flag to go again. These are people who have put ministry on hold because of family situations and sicknesses that came to destroy you. But you stood and became the one who was the caretaker in many cases. And now God is saying, I have been saving you for such a time as this to go into the harvest with the knowledge you have gained in this pain. And what seemed like a delay will only be a display of my glory as you are catapulted into the new things I am about to do. Don't try and reenact what you did in the past seasons, for I will do something brand new, and your capacity to go into the new season has been enlarged through what you have been through in this season. Break into it with no false expectations, but let me give you new ones. Yes, get ready, for this is a season of lost things regained, loved ones returned, miracles coming suddenly, and ministries restored. And Joel 2, verse 25 says, and to 29, I will restore, give back to you what you lost, to the swarming locusts and the hopping locusts and the stripping and cutting locusts, this great army that I sent against you. Once again, you will have all the food you want, and you will praise the Lord your God who does these miracles for you. Never again will my people be disgraced. They will not be put to shame. Then you will know that I am among my people, Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and there's no one ever again will you be disgraced. Then after doing all these things, I will pour out my spirit upon you. Your sons and daughters will prophesy, your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions. And in these days, I will pour out my spirit on my servants, men and women alike. And what I felt the Holy Spirit saying to me out of that is, as we're moving into a time where there's going to be even more outpouring, where revival comes and outpouring revival comes, and I believe it's coming, and I believe it's coming soon. Before that, as that happens, God's going to take us into this season of lost things being restored, of stolen things brought back, of recovery in our lives. So I believe that's what God is saying to us this morning. Hey. So, just asking Holy Spirit just how we... Just believe in your heart if you know that you just need to ask forgiveness for any fear that's come in. And you just want to get rid of any fear that's come in. And no partner with that this morning. There's a place for to come and get prayer and ministry for that. This morning. And if you feel this morning that you're one of those people and you just know God's speaking and you have to see lost things recovered, lost things restored, can you just stand and I'll just pray a prayer over you this morning, just releasing that recovery, just releasing that restoration, just releasing those lost things being restored, just praying that over you. Can the band come back up and just... Father, I just thank you. I just thank you for your heart towards us today of restoration, of recovery. I thank you of your declaration over us that this is time for lost things to be restored. And I declare this over this house, every person standing this morning, Lord, everything that's been lost or stolen, Lord, we just declare over them that they will see the restoration of the years that the locusts have eaten, anything that's been stolen. God, we just declare over them, we call in the lost things, we call in the restoration, we call in the recovery, God, of the things, God, that you have promised, the things that you want to bring back into our lives, the things of blessing, God. I declare breakthrough. I declare freedom this morning. Whoa. And I just speak over this people and over this house the fulfillment of your promises. We speak over that as a decree, the fulfillment of your promises, Lord, and I release that over us as a people this morning, Lord, and us as a house. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.